Worship Radio 247.
David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We're once again looking at Psalm 103 and verse 13. It's a wonderful psalm, and actually, I've been talking and praying and wondering where I'm going to go right after this series is finished, and we're on the last part today, on part 13 of The Father's Heart. I'm going to continue working my way through Psalm 103 because it is such a powerful psalm. So next, I'll be going to verse 14 of that psalm. But we're at part 13 of Our Father's Heart, and this is what the Word of God says. Let me just find it for you. You see, you can tell this is live, can't you? I mean, this is so live, it isn't true. We're looking at Psalm 103 and verse 13. It says this: "The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him." The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. We now know we are his adopted children, beloved. If you've got your pen and paper ready, I want you to write this down. Having a heart attitude and disposition that seeks to glorify God in every aspect of life. I'll say that again. The final part then, having a heart attitude, and a disposition that seeks to glorify God in every aspect of life. From all of those points that we have looked at, those 13 points, some of them were what the Father's Heart isn't, but then from part two we looked at what the Father's Heart is. And we have discovered many things along this road. And we finally get to this point right here, having this heart attitude and disposition that seeks to glorify God in every aspect of life. You can get angry with God, beloved. You can get cross and angry and frustrated with God. You can. As a little child, I used to get angry, cross, and frustrated at my own father. I would ask him, "Dad, can I go to the pictures today?" Me being 7 years old. And my father would say, "No, son, you can't. You're not old enough to go to the pictures on your own, so you can't go to the cinema on your own." And I would get angry. And I would start to have a rant. Because I thought, if I rant and bang my fists loud enough and long enough, my dad is going to capitulate and he's going to say, "Oh, go on then, all right then." My dad used to do that a lot, actually. If you freaked out and got cross and stuff, he'd sometimes change his mind, so it was worth having a crack at it. But beloved, I believe this very sincerely. If the Lord God Almighty says no, then he means no and he's not going to change his mind. But we still get cross and angry and upset. But what we need to understand is we are often wrong, and God Almighty is always right. Father, I want to have a brand new fat boy Harley Davidson motorbike. That's what I want you to give me, Lord, because that's what I need. I really need a Harley Davidson. So why do you need a Harley Davidson? Well, I've got to get from here to there, and I need a Harley Davidson to do it. No, you don't need a Harley Davidson at all. And actually, if you were to drive a Harley Davidson, the way I know you, you will probably not get on very well and you could well have an accident. You know what? This actually happened to me. I was driving my motorbike some years ago. I was coming back from a Christian conference and I was praying all the way home. This particular time I happened to just be praying and glorifying God, and suddenly I found out that I had gone past my exit. And I had to go a further 9 miles, and I can remember it being really cold, and I was cold on my bike. And suddenly I'd found I'd gone past my exit on the freeway. And I got really angry with God. I said, "Why did you let that happen, Lord? I was praising you. I was glorifying your name. Why did you let that happen? Why couldn't you have just let me know that my exit was coming up?" And straight away into my ear, he whispered these words. If you'd have gone down that exit, you would have had an accident. Whoa. If I had gone down that exit, my father had just told me I would have had an accident, and he was saving me. Oh, the joy of that knowledge. After I just got really angry with God, the joy of that knowledge was untold. I cannot tell you how wonderful and joyous I felt and how thankful to Almighty God I was. We need to have a relationship with our Heavenly Father where our heart attitude with what is in us, our heart, our own heart, our own sentiments, our own feelings toward God is to seek to glorify Him in every single aspect of life. There should be no part of your life that you don't seek to glorify God. There shouldn't be no part at all in your life where there is no glorification of our Heavenly Father. You might well say to me, "Well, that's really difficult, David. That is so difficult at times. Because if I am in a situation and God isn't helping me, I've got a sickness and I need to be healed, and God is not healing me. So why should I glorify Him because He's not doing what I want to do?" Let me ask you this. Why should He do what you want Him to do? Do you realize who Almighty God is? If you think of the earth, beloved, if you think of how vast and how big this earth is, your Heavenly Father holds the entire earth planet in the palm of His hand. That is what He does. He holds it in the palm of His hand. And there's you saying, "God, you should be doing what I want, not what you want." No, beloved, that's where we've got it all wrong. That cannot work out like that. So therefore, we have to say, "Father, I am so sorry for having that attitude." Because, beloved, we have to have a heart attitude that seeks to glorify God in every single aspect of our life. Nothing in our life should not be available for Almighty God. Nothing in our life should be blanked out from God that we cannot glorify His name. Nothing. Not one tiny little part of your life should be closed off to Almighty God. There should be nothing in your life that He cannot see and have access to. I don't know how you're feeling about this, but I sense as I'm talking that you are wriggling, that you are feeling a little disturbed by what I'm saying, because you're saying to yourself, "Well, there's this part. I'm not going to let God have that part. I cannot, because I'm too ashamed of that part of my life." Well, if there's any shame in your life, then you should open it up to Almighty God and let Him cleanse you. We should be at a point in our lives now, as we make this walk with Almighty God, that we should be able to say to God, "Lord God Almighty, You shine Your torch anywhere You want in my life. Absolutely anywhere in my life, You shine Your torch. And if You find some mud and some mire and some dirt and You want it removed, Father, I pray in Jesus' name that You and I, between us, we clean that room out. There should be not one tiny little dark space in our lives ever. We need to glorify Heavenly Father in every tiny, widdly tiddly, little aspect of our life, there should be nothing that is covered. Not one thing. But you see, beloved, I know. I know what you're going through. You go through a trial, and you feel that you are being burned and battered by this trial. Well, listen, I've said this so many times, I don't know how many times I've got to reiterate it. You can do one of two things. You can either go through that trial on your own, or you can go through that trial with Almighty God. Your choice. The book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter and the 2nd verse says this. When you go through deep water, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you. That is what Scripture says. It's very plain to see. That is what the Bible is saying. That is what Almighty God is saying to you now. When you go through a trial, I will make sure, I will make doubly, triply sure that you will not be burned. But what you need to do is to trust me. You need to trust me as you go through this trial, as you go through this fiery furnace. And remember this, says God, when you go through the fiery furnace, I want you refined, purer than gold, we saw from 1 Peter on the Hour One Nugget. I want to see you purified like gold. And the only way you're going to be purified is if you allow me to take you through the fire with you and me holding hands, going through it together. Whatever the trial is you're going through, you must let Almighty God have access to it. Whatever the trial you're going through, you must have a hard attitude and a disposition that seeks to glorify God in every tiny little widdly-tiddly aspect of your life, beloved. I can remember I used to ring my dad just to hear his voice sometimes. And I can remember my dad used to say, "What can I do for you?" And I loved it, beloved. I loved it when I could say to my dad, "Nothing at all, Dad. All I want to do is say hello and talk to you and hear your voice." I commend that to you today during this daily devotional, that you are in a situation where you can say to Almighty God, "Dad, you can do nothing for me today. I just want to hear your voice, and I just want to glorify your name, and I want to glorify it in every tiny, tiddly, widdly aspect of my life, Father. And I want to give you the honor and the glory and the power that is due your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Thank you, Lord." We're going to go on with music now. This is Paul Baloche for you on Worship Radio 247 near the top of the hour, and this one is called "Loved by You." Let's rejoice.
River flows.